This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudet. The annual Art in the Park event is Boise's Art Museum's single biggest fundraiser of the year. But this year, because of COVID-19, the art market that usually happens in Julia Davis Park is moving online. Joining Idaho Matters right now to talk about how all of this is going to happen is Melanie Fales, Executive Director of the Boise Art Museum. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Melanie, I'm assuming this was not an easy decision to make. I mean, Art in the Park, I mean, is truly kind of a signature event for the beginning of September in Boise. So tell me about how you got to that decision to move forward with this, but really in just a completely different space.
Absolutely. So this is a 66-year tradition for the Boise Art Museum, and the event has never been canceled. So this was not an easy decision to move from our in-person event to an online location this year. But we're excited to do that and to experiment with something brand new. We want to continue to build community through the art that people will be able to shop through during our event. But certainly we could see, you know, it takes us about a year to plan Art in the Park. So we start planning for it the week after Art in the Park ends each year. And so we were already in the process and had already selected artists for the event, and we had sponsors put together and all of that when the pandemic reached us. So we did have to make the difficult decision to move online, and we've been working toward that ever since.
So talk to me a little bit about the festival moving online. I mean, I'm thinking kind of like, is it going to be more like an Etsy kind of online store type of event?
Yeah, so we actually did a lot of research to figure out if the technology existed for us to do this multi-vendor style marketplace. And for what we wanted to do, there really was not just a kind of plug and play kind of program that we could access. So we started working with tech designers to actually create a custom program for us, for the artists. And it is a little bit like that, but there are some fun features that we've included that I think will make it feel kind of more personal, because the artists actually had the option to include a video. And so you can actually see the video, the studios of the artists. And some of them have shared their working processes, which I think people will find very fascinating. And then they do have their inventory on each one of their pages, along with their biography. And so once items sell out, then we'll be replenishing their inventory on each page throughout the event, so that people will have new items to shop from for the full 9 days of the event.
As I mentioned, this is the biggest fundraiser of the year, every year for the art museum. What are your projections for loss of income this year?
That's a really good question. You know, with something brand new like this, we can't really predict how the event is going to turn out for us financially. But what we really wanted to do was be able to serve the artists and serve our community and do something that was joyful and hopeful and fun at the same time when we couldn't gather hundreds of thousands of people here for the weekend. Art in the Park represents about 25% of the Boise Art Museum's budget. And as you mentioned, it's our single largest fundraiser. So we're just very hopeful that people will shop. There are some really great things about this, actually. People will be able to shop from anywhere they would like to shop. They don't have to be right here in Boise and right here in the park. And the items can be shipped anywhere within the United States. So hopefully people will share our link with friends and family throughout the United States, and we might come upon something that we didn't even know.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Or we're even able to anticipate. So we're kind of excited just to really try this out and see what the results end up being.
Well, and I you know, to be perfectly honest, I mean, over the years, I get a little frustrated with all the traffic and the, and, you know, you not being able to find a place to park, and, you know, or there have been some years where there's been a deluge of rain, other years it's been hot, but I'm thinking that this really could open up more opportunity, because you still get to go to the event and shop. You just don't necessarily have to deal with some of the downfalls of it.
Absolutely. So rain or shine or crowds or pandemic, we're going to move forward with this event.
Right.
And I think,
Go ahead.
Me. I think people will enjoy shopping from the comfort of their homes, as you mentioned.
I think so too. How can people shop the event?
So beginning on Thursday, September 10th, which is next Thursday at 9 Mountain Standard Time, you'll be able to go to BoiseArtMuseum.org, and there will be a link there directly to the Art in the Park Marketplace. And that marketplace will be available until 5 o'clock p.m. on Friday, September 18th. So we have extended the event beyond 3 days. It's 9 days, so that people will be able to get through all of the 100 artists who will be participating in the event. And what you'll do is you'll be able to go to each artist's page, and they will explain on their page whether they provide delivery or pickup service, or where they can ship to on their pages. And what you'll do is shop right there online. You'll have one cart and you'll make one transaction, even if you have multiple artists. And then you'll be able to speak with the artists about those shipping, pickup, or delivery arrangements.
I tell you, you're making this easier and easier. So
that's the idea.
Exactly, right? Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about this, and really good luck with the event. So appreciate
Thank you, Gemma. We were hoping we could come up with something creative and fun for people, and I hope they enjoy it.
I do too. We've been talking with Boise Art Museum's Executive Director, Melanie Fells, about the upcoming Art in the Park online. We'll put a link to our website as well for more information on that. Also, we are working on a series of interviews about growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley, and we really want to include your voice. Your experience will really help inform the coverage that we're doing for this. So if you have a story, a concern, you can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and click on the Idaho Matters tab to learn how to share your story with us, and we may just use it on the air. Thanks so much for joining us today. It is Thursday, right before Labor Day weekend. Pretty crazy. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.